Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is David Linden.
Howdy.
And our current guest right now is Barbara Feldman. I just wanted to bring something to everybody's attention, which Christina brought to mine, is, you know, Barbara is a certified senior move manager and the founder of A New Start New York, but she's also in this current issue of The Pioneer, which everybody should have, because I think it went out about a week ago, week and a half ago.
Yeah, I got ours yesterday.
If you haven't received it, call 311 because there's issues to be distributed, and that just means you fell off the list or you're never on the list. But anybody in the town, all the seniors in town, there's tremendous. Christine will talk about it later, but there's tremendous articles in there. But she just wanted me to specify that there is one in reference to Barbara in there.
Yes, and some right-hand side.
You know, simple. All it is little simple tips. And, you know, the important thing is how you differentiate a Viella from another shirt. All these things are important.
You know, the price.
And the price is important.
V-I-Y-E-L-L-A.
Right. And so, you know, a shirt like that that's worth $100, you might give it to somebody who wants it because that's cool. You know.
I try giving it to our older grandson, but he's always so busy running around the country. He's with Nike, by the way.
So. Oh, okay.
Well, if he knows how much it costs now, he might want to.
Yeah, now exactly.
Yeah, they're over $100.
Papa, can you hear me?
Do I hear any offers?
So we were talking about clothing items,
yep.
and downsizing, or decluttering on clothing items. And one of the first things we said was, does it fit? You know, do you have things that fit? Is it in style? And that's when you said, yes, it was in style. The brand was from 1893, and it's still around. So
yeah.
That's pretty good. Would you spend money to tailor it if something were to happen to it? Is it that important to you?
That's a okay. Some things yes, some things no.
Yeah, we can go back to your shirt. Is it stained or worn out?
No,
is it
no.
Missing buttons?
No, it's in great shape. I should be in such great shape.
You're doing okay. When you wear it, does it?
That'll
make
be
you...
a new medical code. Hey, you're a Viella.
When you wear it, does it make you feel beautiful, strong, and confident?
Oh, don't go there.
No, but it doesn't itch, as a wool shirt would.
Do you need it for special occasions?
No, it's not a special occasion type of garment.
Well, these are all questions you can ask yourself.
Saturday night with a few candles. Do you wear Viella?
But don't get too close to camera.
Okay, let's move on to furniture.
Okay.
So, do you even like it? Sometimes people have furniture and it's there and it's functional,
right.
But they don't even like it. If you had not spent money on it, would you keep it? You know, is it really important to you? Are you keeping it because you don't know what else to do with it?
I bet that's important with a lot of people.
Yeah. And when you don't know what to do with it, call me. Really. Because I like to find a home for everything because there's so many people that need so many things. And
right.
It's just a matter of getting it
you
to
can
them.
Find a piece of furniture that you don't want anymore. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it is solid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth some money.
Yeah.
And a person could use it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some organization that would be able to give it to somebody.
Right. Yeah. The next generation tends not to like what we call brown furniture. You know, many of them, it's an antique. Well, many younger people are not interested in antiques.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like gray and the barn look and steel and glass. And so that old brown furniture, it might be sturdy, it might be a great piece of furniture, but they don't necessarily want it.
It's a generational thing. Right?
Yeah.
Style.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Another question, would you buy it again?
Not at $125.
Well, that's the shirt. We're talking furniture.
I probably paid $20 for it when I bought it originally.
And then, is it a dust collector? You know,
no.
Like, are you still on the shirt? Or we're on furniture?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you some decluttering and downsizing ideas that you can do today, okay? You don't have to be a senior. You could be any age, and these are, like, all things that people can do right now. So I'm sure we all have receipts for items that you no longer own or you can no longer return. Many
right,
people
of
just
course.
Save receipts. We don't need them. Most of the time, it's online, and you could get it online, and then the other part is you can't return it. Now, how many people have towels and sheets? I was talking about the extra rooms that your kids lived in.
Mm.
They're not there anymore. You have towels and sheets for those rooms, for those beds that nobody's sleeping in. I personally bring them all the time to the puppies. All the time. So if you think about it, every animal that comes in needs bedding. So I bring blankets and towels and sheets and pillows regularly. So that's another thought for you. Mugs and drinking glasses. How many people just keep collecting mugs and drinking glasses and you have... They don't
Christina,
match.
Christina, sit over here. Come on, Christina. Come on over here.
Every single time.
So good. Okay. Expired medication, which you right. have to be careful about disposing.
There used to be a time when you could dispose of them twice a year at the stop programs. They no longer take them.
Which is 24/7, basically.
That's
better. I mean, I keep a plastic bag hanging from a doorknob in a closet, and when something's expired or I'm not taking it anymore,
right.
I put it there. I don't never flush it down.
Okay, and I want to make sure that your beauty products, you recycle or...
I have to talk to my wife. I have handsome products, but not beauty products.
Handsome.
Well, those beauty products have to be disposed of on a regular basis,
and
because they expire. How many people have old keys in their house that they have no idea where it goes to, or they can't find the key? You have keys in the drawer, right? These are all things that you could do today. You know, I mean, it's not that painful.
Yeah, but Barbara, I think when you talk about decluttering, most people do not think of a couple of keys stuck in a drawer. They're talking about, hey, I've got, you know, 50 cubic feet of stuff, and I want to get it down to 20 cubic feet.
Uh-huh.
Big things. I know what you're saying, psychologically.
I'm just giving you little things today.
Yeah.
When you want to get into that whole big house, that's a whole nother story.
Okay.
Okay? I'm happy. That's a whole nother session. We're just doing little ideas today. Okay? Socks. Who was it? Andy Rooney did a thing years ago on socks. Like, what happens to
the socks?
There's
always a sock missing.
Yeah, really? Like the dryer eats them.
Right.
Where do they go?
It's
you know.
True.
So like single lonely socks. That's another thing.
You know why you save them? You might find the other socks on there. It's true.
So then go back to that 20. If you can go replace it within 20 minutes, and it's going to cost you less than $20 a pair of socks.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. How about Tupperware, plasticware that you have the bottom or you have the top and you don't use them all? And anybody have a lot?
I just threw them out. My mom just threw them away too. Yeah.
Recycle them. You know, recycle that plastic.
Yeah.
Just I want to stress one thing that Barbara's talking about. When she's saying throw stuff away, and I'm agreeing with 100%, those things that can be recycled, recycle.
100%.
It doesn't mean just throw it in the garbage.
No.
If it's
dispose
a cardboard, put it in the paper recycle, in the plastic, put it in the plastic recycle.
You can just donate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, donate them, but just don't, add insult to injury.
It's not easy anymore donating stuff. People don't want to take stuff. We have a set, Service for 12, that was Joan's parents' dishes. They're not dishwasher safe because they're 20s. We can't give. We've tried giving away. We don't want them.
Replacements.com.
Well, yeah, but there's a problem with that. You have to wrap each individual piece because of breakage. It's easier to just leave it in, down in the basement on a couple of shows than spending a lot of time and a lot of money. Okay. And a lot of money meant to ship it because it's heavy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about old calendars, date books? Many people just keep them there and they just never get rid of them. And one day, I don't know about you, but I'm never going back and looking at all those notes.
Well,
right?
Some of those for tax, if you have tax records or tax things, like on such and such a date you had a meeting with this client, you might keep it as... Because the IRS someday might say, hey, you say you're deducting money for a taxi for that, you know, what was the, can you prove you had the meeting? John need, might be able to answer
yeah,
that better.
Yeah, you could talk to your accountant or financial, and it's generally three to seven years.
Yeah. You know, nowadays it's in the phone.
Yeah. It's
nine out of ten, the phone goes back so long that I can tell you who I had an appointment with 3 years ago by just going back to February 2018.
John, I thought it was 8 years in case of fraud. 3 years for tax purposes, but keep it for 8 years in case there's ever any question of fraud.
You know what? I don't know. I'm not going to give you that because I'm not an accountant, but it really makes a difference because they know you're making it up anyway. I can keep an old book in the basement and just put whatever I want in.
That's true.
With Barbara. I mean, it's a handwritten thing. No, but it's the truth. I mean, these things are not real. When you go there, yeah. I mean, I was audited once. When you really sit down with them, it's just, let's have a conversation, guys, and work it out. Because I can fill in a calendar. Anybody can get a calendar from, just throw it in the basement from any funeral home out here. And keep the last 10 years and put down Barbara. And then I had lunch with
Christine.
With George, you know, George and make up Christina and... It's, you know, I'm not telling people to do it, but it really is. And now you've gone to the phone. Like we at work have a legitimate thing. It's a whole different, we have to sign off on it and different stuff. But, you know, a regular person doing a little mom and pop business, they can do what they want.
We're running short on time. So one of the things that I wanted to tell people about is business cards. We all keep business cards. And then, you know, you never get to them and you don't know how to get to them. There's a great app called Evernote, and it takes a picture of the business card, and then it puts it into your contacts, so you can hand the business card right back to people. It's really a wonderful app. And then, does everybody know? I mean, many people have tablets. Is everyone familiar with the library system that you can read from your tablet instead of acquiring books?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, it's another good app.
Again, Barbara, it goes so quick and it's so enjoyable and this is entertainment and instructional. Seriously, that's the best way to learn something with a little bit of laughter. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.